American troops have been leaving Iraq this month as President Obama adheres to the schedule for ending the war and rebuilding. The U.S. started 9 years ago. The operation cost more than $820 billion and claimed the lives of nearly 4,500 American servicemen and women. Of that total, 92 were Wisconsin residents, including Marine Corporal Bobby Warnes. Warnes was a 1999 graduate of Waukesha Catholic Memorial High School and was killed in action in 2004. Pat Farrell is an assistant principal at the school. He says America's withdrawal from Iraq has caused him to reflect on a student he knew well and other young people who lost their lives serving the country. WUWM's Bob Bach caught up with Farrell at the school during a break in final exams.
Pat, we're standing just beneath a plaque that has many names on it. Would you tell me what this is?
The school was originally created by St. Joe's Parish. And the reason it's called Memorial is because there was a number of men that lost their lives and didn't come back, and were memorial to that group from the Civil War, Korean War, and then more recently the Vietnam War and the war in Iraq. There's 26 names on the board. All of them were Catholic Memorial kids.
Some of the newest names are from a different era, and one of those names is that of Bobby Warnes.
Right. Bobby was an American boy. He wasn't the best student, wasn't the best athlete. He was like all of us, trying to find out who he was, what he was, but he was always very caring towards his classmates. They loved him. His whole purpose and the whole reason he studied and did well was he wanted to go into the military, and he followed that dream.
With the end of the war in Iraq for American military forces, have you found yourself thinking more of him?
Yeah, I really have, and I'm very close to his parents. When Bobby didn't come back, I reflected just a couple days ago when I had to go to the house and saw two military personnel standing out in front of the house greeting people. It was a very, very sad, a deep sadness in the heart and your stomach, because Bobby was so much full of life. I mean, you knew when he was walking down the hall, you knew Bobby was coming.
This plaque with the names on it, do you stop by on a regular basis?
Yeah, I do, especially when all the halls are cleared and I have time to reflect on those lives that were cut so short that I often think about what would have Bobby been. And I think it makes all of us think about how fragile life is.
There are so many words associated with the death of a Marine or a soldier or airman. Oftentimes they're referred to as patriots, sometimes as heroes. For those folks like you who have known someone directly who was killed in action, is there ever a sense of injustice?
There's a constant balance between the victory of war, of freedoms that we all have, and the possibility of losing human life. When you know somebody so well, it's no longer a number. It's a person. It's a kid who is taking chemistry and a kid who is taking history. I think it becomes a real soreness in your body, realizing that because of them, we have our freedoms.
When did you graduate from high school?
I graduated in 65.
Did you, from that Vietnam era, know of fellow classmates that died in action?
Yeah, and that's the problem, too. I was about 17, 18 years old when I lost a couple really close friends from my class. One was one of the guys I played football with. And whenever you reflect on this, it scratches that wound. Constantly wonder, how come, where would they be, what would they be doing?
Did you ever expect, as a lifelong educator, that you would have the experience of seeing a plaque like this and more names from military conflicts after Vietnam?
I was naive when I was that age. I thought that that would be the war that would stop all the rest of the wars.
So Bobby Warnes, this kind of fun-loving kid from your description?
Bobby was great. Bobby never had a bad day.
Is there some way that spirit is still somewhere inside?
I think so. At least I want to believe that. I see Bobby in the halls, but Bobby's a freshman a new kid who's a freshman who's just like Bobby, and maybe his spirit lives on.
Pat Farrell is vice principal at Catholic Memorial High School. Thanks for letting me visit with you here.
Bob, it was great visiting with you. Nice meeting you.